Thank you, Carolyn. We have another question, this one from Felix Nielsen in Copenhagen. And he wants to know if two grains of sand separate in an empty universe would actually attract each other and then eventually collide.
Well, the short answer is yes, but only if they actually started stationary relative to each other. So you can do the calculation. You assume that there are these two grains of sand. I'm sort of generously suggesting that they're about a gram each. And you just put them in an empty universe and do the maths that will tell you what happens next. And it does tell you they attract each other because of gravitation. And according to my kind of rough calculation, suppose you started them something like 10,000 kilometres apart, so that's a good distance, then it would take them about the age of our own universe, so sort of 10 billion years, that kind of length of time, in order just to come together from that distance to actually colliding. But as I said, you'd need to start them off exactly stationary relative to each other. If, for instance, they started travelling away from each other with a very tiny speed, then that would be enough to mean that gravity wouldn't be strong enough to actually ever pull them back together again. In fact, in this case, the speed they'd need to overcome gravity would just be something like 0.00000000002 miles per hour. You really wouldn't need much, and that just goes to reiterate this idea we have that gravity is actually extremely weak. It's a very weak force.